Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you have a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, when you hear the phrase spring cleaning, in quotations, of course, you think of yard work, cleaning the windows, airing out the house, among other things. Last week and last couple weeks, we shared with you spring cleaning tips for your home. But something you also need to consider as well is cleaning up your insurance policies. Now, spring cleaning your policies means looking them over, updating them, and of course, having a conversation with your hometown insurance agent. Now, looking at the home, there are several things you can do, and we'll go over a few of them here. First one is check the RCE, or replacement cost estimate. Most home insurance policies have a built-in coverage called inflation guard that increases your dwelling coverage A amount by a certain percentage each year, usually 4-6%, to help keep up with inflation when it comes to the replacement of your home in case of a total loss. Now, if you've had a home policy with an insurance company for over 7 to 10 years, oftentimes the dwelling coverage A amount will get away from the true replacement cost of the home due to the annual compounding of the inflation guard increases. Now, I had a situation like that with a client this week. They had called me and were upset to see the cost of their home insurance policy had increased by, I think it's like $300. So I told her I would take a look at it, and when I took a look at it, we've had the policy since like 1996. This wasn't my client. This was a client of somebody else's that had worked at the agency. She had first written it back in 1996, so it wasn't one of my personal clients. It's a client that I inherited after she had left the agency. But this is the first time that she had contacted me as far as the cost of her home insurance. Well, I did some digging and took a look at it, and the renewal was $593,000. And I went in and took a look at the replacement cost, and the replacement cost for the home came back at about $450,000. So, not a huge amount, you know, I mean, it's almost $150,000 more, roughly. I mean, not like several hundred thousand dollars, but a good chunk of it. And so I went in and just verified with her all the information as far as the home, square footage, how many bathrooms, decks or porches, you know, just went over the replacement cost estimate of the home and verified it and came back. So I reduced the coverage to $450,000, and it saved her almost $400 a year. Now, it's situations like this where it's a good idea to talk with your hometown insurance agent every 4 to 6 years about the replacement cost estimate of your home to make sure that the dwelling coverage A amount accurately reflects the current replacement cost of your home. Again, inflation guard automatically increases the dwelling coverage A amount by between 4-6% a year, depending on the insurance company. A lot of my insurance companies are, I believe, around the 4%. And then I talked with a territory manager yesterday, and he said some companies are looking at 6-8%, which 8% I think is just ridiculous. as far as inflation guard, to increase a dwelling amount by 8% each year just seems ridiculous to me. It seems like it's overkill. But again, you know, with that increase of 4 to 6% each year, it's a good idea, like I said, every 4 to 6 years to talk with your hometown insurance agent and make sure that the dwelling coverage A amount is reflecting the replacement costs and not getting away, not over insuring the home, of course. The next tip I have for you when it comes to cleaning your home policy, verify discounts. Some insurance carriers offer discounts if you put a new roof on your home, install a security system like Ring, or if you belong to a member group such as AARP or another senior organization, a credit union. Maybe you're a veteran and belong to a veteran service organization. Maybe you're an educator. Maybe you're a church employee. There are various member groups that some insurance companies have that offer discounts. So, again, talk with your hometown insurance agent when you receive your home insurance renewal and verify that you're receiving all the discounts you qualify for from the insurance carrier. Maybe you turned 65 and joined AARP. Maybe you decided to switch from a big bank and go to a local credit union. Hey, every little bit helps, especially these days. So definitely verify your discounts. The last tip I want to share with you when it comes to cleaning up your home insurance is clean up the clutter. Now, you may have scheduled items listed on your insurance policy that you no longer own, whether it be jewelry, electronics, or even a watercraft. You should go through your home insurance renewal and make sure your scheduled items and coverage are accurate and up to date. There's no sense in insuring items you no longer own or have coverage that is no longer necessary. I put in there even a watercraft because I had a client that contacted me. This was a couple years ago. Contacted me and said they happened to look at their homeowner's insurance renewal and they saw a boat on there that they sold 2 years prior and that they needed to remove from their policy. Well, of course, I took it off, you know, effective around the time that they had called me. I could not go back 2 years. To remove that. I mean, that's on them. The additional amount on their homeowners really wasn't that much. It's like $50 or $75 each year. So it's not like it was a huge amount. But again, it's up to you, the insured, to verify the coverages on your homeowner's policy and make sure that everything is accurate and up to date. Electronics and jewelry, precious, precious metals and gems are really on the rise right now, especially with gold and silver. So it may be time to get some updated appraisals on your jewelry to make sure that you have enough coverage if you've got jewelry scheduled on your policy. As far as electronics, maybe you went to T-Mobile or went to Verizon and traded in your iPhone 11 and got an iPhone 14. Want to make sure that if you've got that iPhone 11 insured on your homeowner's policy, that you update it to the 14, because the insurance company is only going to cover those items that are scheduled on the policy. So if something happened to your iPhone 14, guess what? Unless you have it scheduled on the policy, the only coverage you're going to have is going to be off of your homeowners as far as what's covered. So definitely if you have any electronics scheduled on your policy, you need to make sure they're updated and accurate. When it comes to your auto insurance, there are some things to consider as well. Verify coverage. It may be time to consider removing physical damage from one of your vehicles as a cost to insure versus what the insurance company will pay in case of a total loss may turn out not to be financially sound. I couldn't write that better. May turn out to be not financially sound. There you go. I recommend to my clients that they look up the private party value at Kelley Blue Book for a ballpark idea of what the insurance company will pay for the vehicle in case of a total loss. The insurance companies, they subscribe to a valuation software that's like industry-wide, essentially. I believe it's called CCC. And They subscribe to this valuation software where they pop in the vehicle ID number, the condition, features, all that stuff. They pop that into the thing. The valuation software looks at comparables within, I believe, a 90-mile radius of the insured's residence, and then spits out a figure. And what I've found over the years is that the actual cash value offer that insurance companies offer is fairly close to the private party value at Kelley Blue Book. So that's why I recommend to my clients, if they want to know about what the insurance company is going to offer them in case of a total loss of their vehicle, to go to Kelley Blue Book and get a private party value. Now, an insurance company considers a vehicle to be a total loss when the cost of repairs exceeds 70% of the vehicle's actual cash value. So if the cost of repairs on a vehicle, say you've got a vehicle, it needs $3,000 in repairs and it's worth $4,000. The insurance company isn't going to pay $3,000 to fix the vehicle. They're going to consider it a total loss, because at that point it's the cost of repairs are 75% of the value of the vehicle. So they're just going to go ahead and pay out the $4,000 and be done with it. Now, paying $300 to $500 a year for physical damage coverage, it's just a rough, an example. An example of paying $300 to $500 a year for physical damage coverage on a vehicle that's worth $2,000 may not be financially sound, but remember the questions that our agency asks when it comes to removing physical damage. First question we ask is, what is a vehicle worth? If the private party value is $2,500 or less, it may be time to consider reducing or eliminating physical damage coverage. But the second question is a more important question. If the private party value is $2,500 or less, how long would it take you to get another vehicle in case of a total loss? Now, if you cannot replace the vehicle in a reasonable amount of time, I say reasonable is like 2 to 3 weeks. Usually hitching rides with friends or family or coworkers, or taking an Uber, 2 to 3 weeks is probably reasonable, to replace the vehicle. Now, if you can't do it because of finances, if it's going to take more than 2 to 3 weeks to replace the vehicle because of your finances, you may want to keep physical damage coverage on the vehicle so you have funds to either purchase another vehicle or put a down payment on a new one or a different one on another vehicle. If you can wait 2 to 3 weeks where you're going to have the money to buy another vehicle, then, yeah, you may want to go ahead and remove physical damage. But if it's going to be a financial strain on you, if your vehicle is at total loss and it's going to take you longer than 2 to 3 weeks to come up with a down payment for another vehicle, you certainly want to keep that physical damage coverage on there, so that in case of a total loss, again, you've got that money there that the insurance company is going to give you, so that you can use that for a down payment on another vehicle or, be able to go on Craigslist and purchase something inexpensive. Okay, and another thing to check on, of course, is check on discounts. Some carriers offer a low mileage discount for those that drive less than a certain amount of miles each year. If you've switched jobs or if you've retired, that obviously could impact your mileage and you may be eligible for the discount. If you're retired, you may want to consider removing work loss from your auto policy's medical coverage. Since you're not working, there's no sense in having work loss coverage. You would just need to sign what's called a work loss waiver, stating that you understand that if you're injured in a car accident, that your medical bills would be taken care of by the auto insurance carrier. But if you're getting any sort of wage, the insurance company would not be responsible with paying for your wages. And most retired people, they may have a small part-time job just to get out of the house, but it's not something to be considered as far as their income, where they need to make that money in order to live. Usually it's just pocket money, get them out of the house, just something to do. In those cases, then I would say, hey, just go ahead and remove the work loss, because, if you're off your part-time job because of an auto accident, it's really not going to impact your life as far as your finances. So better to just take the discount, the work loss waiver discount. Now, if you have a child that's off to college without a vehicle, or if they're a B-plus student, there may be discounts. If your child is off to college without a vehicle, your insurance carrier may offer a distant student discount, meaning that your child comes home during the summer and during breaks, but otherwise they are over 100 miles away from home without a vehicle, so therefore their exposure to using your vehicles are going to be much less, and therefore you can get a discount. If your student is a B-plus average student, your insurance carrier may offer a good student discount, but that child would have to maintain that B-plus average, and you would have to submit their report card. I don't know if it's once a quarter or twice a year in order to maintain that discount. Now, again, also, member discounts could be available if you belong to AARP or another senior organization, a local credit union, or even if you work for a school or a medical facility. Your insurance carrier may have member discounts based on what you do for a living, so definitely check into that. Now again, spring cleaning doesn't just mean cleaning up your home. It can also mean cleaning up your insurance policies. So again, these are things to consider. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to our blog. And if you happen to be listening later on to this podcast, then just go in the upper right and type in spring cleaning your policies, and it'll bring you to the tips that I have here in regards to quote-unquote spring cleaning your home and auto policies. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that too. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, my name is Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a warm week. We've got rain and snow in the forecast here in western Michigan next week. So spring is on the way, fingers crossed. Until next time, take care.